Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. After listening and praying with Turning Point Audio, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the Bible portion for the day and pray the prayer for the day. Follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. It will blossom your life spiritually. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Sunday, the 14th day in April 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive today's blessings and be responding with Amen, I receive it. This is your day of joy and unusual divine visitation. God's fresh oil is coming on you today to manifest God's wonders in you to the whole world. This is your season to thrive, blossom, and flourish. Yes, there is darkness, hardship, and confusion all over the world. But for you, God said, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. You shall shine for the whole world to see. No river flows backward, no matter the wind or the storm. Open your hand. You will not know backwardness again in life. You will not know retrogression, losses, shortages, terrible mistakes, regrets, wastages, indebtedness, embarrassment, shame, insult, and reproach shall never come near your border again. The spiritual evil garment on you, though invisible, but hindering you, is hereby removed and burned off by fire. You are set free. Your children are set free. Your family, your business concern, your ministry, and everything that has your name on it, set free. From now on, you will notice divine speed and accelerated achievement in all you do. Say amen, I receive it. Let's do this today. God is putting this in my heart. If you don't have the time to do it now, maybe you are getting ready and rushing to church, going out, or your situation there does not allow, receive the prayer all the same. But when you have the time, pray it and do it well. Then play back this message. I want us to start mentioning all your loved ones' names one by one and pronounce blessing on them, beginning from yourself. Say something like this, quietly or loudly. Let me start using myself as an example. Say, Femi Emmanuel, you are blessed. Mention your own name. Then go on to mention your spouse, your children, one after the other, your siblings, your parents, extended families, friends and neighbors, your business and your career concern. Call their names and pronounce them blessed. Yes, those names are blessed. Blessed spiritually, blessed physically, blessed financially, blessed maritally, blessed in all areas of life. Continue. Say it again and again. That is how I received it today. Pronounce blessings of all kinds on yourself and your loved ones. If you know any of them with any particular or specific issues or challenges they are passing through, mention those challenges, like in the areas of marriage, health, job, their immigration papers, children. God said, ask them to declare their loved ones blessed by name, and I will bless them. Now, let me pray. You are blessed. All the names you just mentioned now, they are blessed. May your good desires for them materialize. The shine, the glory, the strength, and God's presence shall abide with them all. Say amen, amen, and amen. April 14th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. May God honor you with good health, long life, prosperity, and productive living. In Jesus' name, we love you. Happy birthday. Right? This is day 7 of Question and Answers, Teaching and Counseling Week. From tomorrow, we shall start 7 days of testimony sharing before intensive personal prayers the following week, and then the healing week will follow. Send or resend your testimonies from today so that we start sharing it from tomorrow. First issue for teaching today, TPGF, good morning, Pastor. One of my sons is into Yahoo Yahoo. I told my pastor, but to my surprise, my pastor said it was because I did not take good care of the boy. And he started comparing my son with his own son. I was so sad because taking the matter to my pastor was my last hope. Since then, I stopped being active in church because I am one of the church workers. What can I do, sir? Wow. Pastoral work is a delicate one, except God gives the pastor wisdom of what to say and how to say it to get the desired result. Your pastor meant well. Maybe he could have studied your psychology and noticed the pains of a mother whose heart is broken when the son went into Yahoo Yahoo. His word was so strong. The strong word further injured your heart and disturb you. Don't let that stop you from doing your work in church. It's God you are working for. Then you said, pastor was your last hope. Oh no, God should be your first and your last hope, and it will not fail you. Get into warfare prayers over your son. Google, as we teach it here, to bring our relevant Bible verses to claim your son back from the spirit of Yahoo. Fast every Friday for him. Anoint his picture, wrap it around with anointed mantle, do regular battle seed to back it up. The spirit of Yahoo will leave the boy. And like the prodigal son in the Bible, he will return home completely delivered and become a star child for you. Keep on with the warfare prayers until the battle is won. Don't harbor any animosity against your pastor. If you do, his ministration will no longer bless you. Forgive and still respect him, love and honor him. Next, good morning, Daddy, and not TPGF. Sir, the lady, the husband complained of having movement all over her body. You are right to say it could be a psychological issue. Sir, I have been there. It is a mental disorder that cannot be detected by scan, x-ray, or test, but an anxiety disorder which only a psychiatric doctor can manage. No witch or wizard involved. It is purely psychological disorder. Wow, thank you very much again today for giving us your personal testimony. By God's grace, if they will follow the counsel and the prayers we are praying here, she too will be totally delivered. Next, good day, sir. I'm a medical student. When I was in secondary school, I was doing well academically. I was always among the top 5 in my class until my SS2, when my performances started dropping. I'm in medical school now, and my performances have become worse. I have never passed my professional exam in one sitting. Sir, I need your help. Wow, why did you wait till now before finding solution? Something must have happened. Something must have gone wrong before or when you got to SS2. When you noticed that your performances were dropping is when you could have woken up and cried out. Was there a negative influence that came into your life, like wrong friends, indulgences, or what? You ought to have called yourself to order immediately, or tell your parents, your pastor, or your man, or your mentor. Of course, we cannot rule out spiritual attack. Well, let your parents or your mentor know, at least for prayers and counsel. But at your age, an undergraduate medical student, remove, reminisce and ask yourself, where did I miss it? Where did I get it wrong? Fight back mentally and spiritually. Cut off all distractions around you. Get a mentor academically. A mentor in that area of your field. By God's grace, you will pull through. Then, one question I need to ask you. Is medicine your original passion? Are you cut out for medicine? It is difficult to succeed outside of one's passion. Look into that area as well. You are still young. You can still straighten up and get many things right and well done in your life. Next, please, sir, what should a believer do if the pastor in her church keeps saying that certain people are not getting testimony because they are not doing what they are asked to do? Should the person move on to another church? wow, pastor and pulpit issue again. No, it is not moving to another church. That should be the first consideration. First, examine yourself. Does that statement relate to you? Are you doing all that the pastor asked you to do, or following or asking the congregation to do? What exactly is the pastor saying or preaching? Is the pastor biblically sound? Does his own life and family show the result he's asking the church to get? If what he's preaching is sound and his own life shows result, then follow his instructions and his example. But if it is not, then don't stay under such a setting. No one can give what he doesn't have. Listeners, so much for today. Please save your questions that we have not yet treated till we come back to Teaching Week again. From tomorrow, it will be testimony sharing. Send your testimonies if you have one. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you also bless the people around you. Join us online, live today in our Sunday service. It shall be one single service this morning from Dominion City Headquarters, Ibadan. It is our Women's Week Sunday. Again, a guest minister has been invited that will minister. Service time today is from 8 a.m. to about 10:30 or 11 a.m. Note this, all my listeners, 2024 No More Delay Service is coming. It will be Wednesday, May 1, Dominion City, Ibadan, from 8 a.m. Now, it will bless you. No More Delay is an annual program to remove delays from everyone's lives and destiny. Now, get it ready. May 1, 2024 is a public holiday in Nigeria. Then, UK TPGF conference is counting down June 21 and 22 in Kent, UK. Registration is free, but you need to let us know you are coming. Register through sending an SMS or a chat or a call to the two numbers I have always given. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. You can hear other people's testimonies as they pay their tithe and they sow the seed we preach, we teach, and encourage. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. I speak to everyone's lives today. Go and see the power of God in action. The glory of God will show in your life. All these prayers and prophetic blessings will be manifesting. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. GPGF, truly blessed. Bye.